Hello, this is Suresh Thyagarajan from the International Assembly in Jamesville, New York, your pastor for the day. Again, it's a great privilege to share God's word with you. I'm going to share from Micah chapter 7, verse 7. His name, Micah, means who is like the Lord. Here's a picture of the family when they had this new baby. They named this child who is like the Lord. Just shows us the background and also their desire, and they appreciated the Lord. Here, Micah was given a very difficult task. He was there as a prophet amongst the kings, and we see the nation of Israel had departed away from God many times, but here he intercedes. Micah 7:7, it shows us when we face a tough situation what to do. As God's people, we can look to God. It reads, "Therefore I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me." So we see Micah did the right thing. As a child of God, when we face difficult situations, let us look unto him. In Psalm 34:5, they said, they looked unto him. They were not ashamed, but their faces were radiant. Our God is a God of hope. He gives us hope and encouragement. And the second thing he said, I will wait for the God of my salvation. He recognized him as his Lord and his Redeemer and the one who has given him peace and hope. In the New Testament, in 1 Corinthians 6:20, it says, "For you are bought with a price, therefore glorify God with your body and your spirit, which are God's." So we can look to the Lord. And third, he says, "And God will hear me." That is confidence. So when we look to the Lord and wait on the Lord and know that our God will hear. God is in the business of hearing and answering prayers. He's longing and looking for us. Let us take this example of Micah. Then further on, we see how he intercedes for his people. In Jeremiah 5:1, God said, "If I can find one man in the whole streets of Jerusalem, I will pardon these people." So God is looking for an intercessor, and you can volunteer. And the joy of interceding and the joy of seeing people turn back to the Lord and the joy of seeing people coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ, it gives us great joy and encouragement that we could partner with the Lord Jesus Christ and live in the light of eternity. Here again, Micah 7:7, easy to remember, easy to memorize. He can say, "Therefore, I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me." This is Suresh Thyagarajan from the International Assembly in Jamesville, New York, your pastor for the day.